Hello, everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. This is the place to come when you want your English to improve. My name is Rebecca. Now, there is a subject in school that is making a silent return. Do you know what subject this is? Yes, that's right. It is the forgotten science. You know that forgotten science? But do you know what the forgotten science is? Oh, wow. Yes, that's right. You guessed it. It's geography. Well, today's lesson is called The Forgotten Science. So you know we're going to be talking about geography today. And the question I have for you is, what has helped people become more aware of the world around them? What has helped people become more aware of the world? Friends, open up your magazines to today's lesson and let's go.
The Forgotten Science. Geography makes a silent return. In many ways, geography is the forgotten science. Even the word geography tends to make people think of students labeling maps in social studies class. But that hasn't always been true. Before the internet, the world was a mysterious place. In many cases, people didn't really know what existed a few miles from home. Studying geography offered people a way to learn about the world.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 label 这个动词。Label 是指做标记或者是贴标签，注意它的过去式、过去分词还有现在分词，可以重复字尾的 L 加上 ED 或 ING， 也可以不重复，直接加上 ED 或 ING。 例如 Eileen labeled all the boxes with stickers before moving。 Eileen 在搬家前把所有的箱子都用贴纸做了标示。 Label 也可以指把某个对象列为某种类别，例如 Sean was labeled a rich kid by his classmates。 Sean 被同学贴上了富家子弟的标签。Label 也可以当名词，例如 The label on the suitcase says fragile， 这个皮箱上的标签写着易碎品。接下来我们看的是 social studies 这个名词。 social 是指社会的， studies 是一个复数名词，意思是指某种学科，所以 social studies 就是指高中或大学的社会科，大学也称为 social science。 例如 Ted teaches history and social studies at a local high schoolTed 在一家当地的高中教历史以及社会科，或者是 Peter got his bachelor's degree in social studies from Harvard。 Peter 是在哈佛拿到社会科的学士学位的。 Social studies 和 sociology S-O-C-I-O-L-O-G-Y 社会学，两者不同的是 social studies 的范围比较广泛，包括经济或政治等等，而 sociology 纯粹以研究人的社会行为为主。
Okay, it's great that we have a globe here in the studio. Rebecca, let's play that game.
Which game?
Okay, where we spin the globe.
Okay.
Okay, you have to close your eyes.
Okay.
And then when you put your finger on the globe to stop it, you open your eyes.
Okay.
And then whatever country it lands on, that's what country your future husband is going to be from.
Oh, that's great. Okay.
Okay, okay, so let's play it right here.
Yes,
here we
okay,
go. Spin the globe, and you go ahead and stop it whenever you need to, right? There, oh, right.
Oh, nice, right in the ocean.
Right in the middle of the the Pacific Ocean. Good.
That's a special place for a husband to come from. Okay.
Well, maybe your husband will be a sailor.
Thanks, Gabe. Yeah. What a fun game. Now,
right?
Now I'm really ready to play again.
Yeah, I'm sure, because you want to make sure that your husband actually comes from a country. Okay, well, it is fun to have a globe here in the studio. The reason we have a globe is because we're talking all about geography.
The forgotten science. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we read, geography makes a silent return. And if something makes a return, that just gives you the idea that something left and then it's coming back.
Now, I would normally use the phrase to make a comeback, but that's the idea here when something is making a return. For example, you know, not too long ago we learned about styles that used to be popular and then they went out of style, but now they're making a return. Flowery dresses are making a return or making a comeback.
That's right. Well, we read, in many ways, geography is the forgotten science. Even the word geography tends to make people think of a student labeling maps in social studies class. That's kind of what I think about when I think of geography. Now, we want to talk about this word geography. Mm-hmm. What does it mean? Well, it's really the study of the world.
That's right. And so it's kind of cool to study different countries and study the way the land is, right, in different parts of the world. And if you study that, and if your profession is doing something with geography, then you are a geographer. Now, there's a related study, and it's called geology. Okay, it's a little different. So geography is 地理, geology is 地质. Okay, so that's studying how the inside of the world or the earth works, right? And actually getting to the physical part of the world.
Right, so geology is like the study of rocks, mm-hmm. right? And then geography is the study of the world. So don't confuse the two because they are very distinctly different and yet related in some ways.
That's
because
right.
They both begin with G-E-O.
Now, geography, okay, someone who does that is a geographer.
Mm-hmm.
But you wouldn't call someone who studies geology a geographer. No, that's a geologist, okay?
That's right.
So it's a little bit different. And in our next lesson about volcanoes, that deals a little more with geology.
And we'll talk about that in our volcano lesson. But back to geography. What do you think of when you hear the word geography? Do you think of students labeling maps in social studies class?
Yeah, I think of having to memorize the capitals of states in the United States.
Yeah, me too.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Or like where certain countries were around the world. You know, I've always had a hard time with that. It's so hard for me to remember where certain countries are. There are so many different countries, right? But that's what comes to my mind when I think of geography. What do you think of?
Well, I think of a very similar, I guess, similar examples. Or labeling mountains and rivers and lakes. All those details.
Yeah.
on maps, though. Yes, so definitely labeling stuff on maps. But our lesson says, but that hasn't always been true. Before the internet, the world was a mysterious place. And if the world's a mysterious place, that just means that there are a lot of places that have not yet been explored so much people didn't know about.
That's right. And we see an example of that in the next sentence. In many cases, or in many situations, people didn't really know what existed a few miles from home. Do you know anybody like that, Rebecca? People who, you know, they grew up in one place their whole life, and they didn't really get out much to explore, and so they don't really even know what's in the next town over.
Oh, yes. I've met a couple people like that. And I feel like those people really need to go out and explore a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, you see the words in many cases up on the screen. Now, you can use this phrase when you're talking about a particular subject or a particular situation, but then you want to narrow it down and specifically talk about certain things, you can say in many cases.
Or you might say in some cases or in some rare cases, right? Most people don't die of a cold, but in some cases, they do. Well, we do have more to learn about geography later, but right now it's time for the
Info Cloud.
and welcome to InfoCloud. Today, I want to talk to you about an old TV program. Where are they now?
That was a very popular TV program that talked about celebrities that had fallen off the map and detailed where life had taken them after stardom.
Rex used an interesting phrase, something falls off the map. We use this to mean that people no longer are interested in something.
That's right. So when people are celebrities, people often talk about what they are doing, and many people find it interesting to follow their lives.
So in the case of the show, Where Are They Now?, they would tell the stories of former stars and talk about what happened to them after they stopped being famous.
Now, it's important to distinguish a person or issue being off the map from a place being off the map.
If a place is off the map, then it means that the location is either not convenient, like out of the way, or that it isn't near any towns or cities.
美国有一个电视节目 Where Are They Now? 特别追踪一些昔日的超级巨星，不红了之后，现在在做什么？对于这些已经从媒体和舞台上退场的昔日红星，有人会用 they have fallen off the map 来形容他们已经从地图上消失。一般大众对于这些名人的人事物已经完全不感兴趣了。如果是一个地方 fall off the map, 就表示这个地方很偏僻，不方便到达。这就是今天的 InfoCloud, 我们下次云端见。
Hey everyone, welcome back. Well, you came right on time. We're going to have a little pop quiz. Let's see how much you remember from our lesson. What is making a silent return? Ah, you got it! Geography. What is often considered the forgotten science? You got it again! Geography. And what do we need to keep learning about right now? Geography! You are very smart. Well, let's continue with our lesson.
The Forgotten Science. Defined as the study of Earth, geography has always had a focus on maps. But mapping hasn't always been easy. In the days before satellites, map-making required years of dangerous and difficult work. But mapping also meant a chance at adventure and fame. Geography became the subject of explorers. People were eager to hear about the new places and things geographers had studied. National Geographic is a great example of this interest. For more than 100 years, the magazine's stories and pictures have told people about our exciting world.
OK, 接下来我们看 satellite 这个名词。satellite 是指人造卫星。例如 the game was broadcast live via satellite. 这场比赛是透过人造卫星实况转播的。或者是 there are several satellites orbiting around Mars to collect data. 有好几个卫星正沿着轨道环绕火星来收集资讯。satellite 也可以当形容词。例如 you can use the satellite phone on the ship to make phone calls,But it's going to cost you a lot. 你可以用船上的卫星电话打电话，但是会非常昂贵。最后我们看的是 eager 这个形容词。eager 是指渴望的或者是热切的。例如 ,these children are eager to learn this software so they can start writing their own programs. 这些孩子们热切的想要学这个软体，这样他们就可以写自己的程式了。或者是 Rosie is eager to please others, which makes her unhappy and nervous all the time.Rosie 渴望能够讨每个人欢心，这让她总是很不快乐又很紧张。 它的名词是字尾加上 N-E-S-S 变成 eagerness, 是一个不可数名词。例如 in his eagerness to succeed in business, Daniel failed as a caring parent. 因为对事业急于成功 ,Daniel 未能成为孩子的好爸爸。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Now we read defined as the study of Earth. Geography has always had a focus on maps. But mapping hasn't always been easy. Well, no, I think before the internet, mapping things out actually would have been really difficult.
Rebecca, when you were in school, did you ever have to...were you ever assigned to make a map of maybe the inside of your house or something like that? And you had to get the proportions exactly right. And so if your house was like, you know, 20 feet long and then 10 feet wide, everything in between had to be exactly right on the small map. I could never do that.
Well, no, I don't think I ever had to do that. Yeah. But I remember as a kid, we used to play this game, like a treasure hunt.And I used to create maps for people to follow so they could find the treasure. Is that the same kind of mapping?
But that's a little less detailed. I remember I had to be really detailed and I had to look exactly like a small model of my actual house. That was really hard for me to do. I think I would be a terrible cartographer.
Cartographer? Oh, you mean that is somebody who draws or makes maps, right?
Exactly.
And a cartographer specializes in...Cartography.
Exactly.
Oh, we've mastered this.
Yeah, we did. That word does not appear in our lesson, friends, but that's the idea here, okay? Mapping or creating maps and making maps hasn't always been easy, so cartography is not easy.
No, not at all. And I think that being a cartographer is a very difficult job, especially if you're not a very detailed person like myself.Well, in the days before satellites, map making, or you could say cartography, required years of dangerous and difficult work. But mapping also meant a chance at adventure and fame. Now, you see this word, a chance at something. In our lesson, we're actually talking about being given an opportunity to do something.
Yeah, for example, I think of, you know, Christopher Columbus...or Magellan, they had the opportunities to travel around the world and discover new things. Did they take the opportunities? They did, okay? They took those chances. Well, what do you have a chance to do? What do you have a chance at doing? Are you going to take the opportunity or just let it pass you by?
Well, if you're given an opportunity to do something, I would encourage you to take that opportunity.
If it's something good.
Well...If it's something good, of course, and you think it's going to benefit you. And let's see here, let's talk about more about geography. Geography became the subject of explorers. So, that means that people who wanted to go out and explore the world became extremely interested in geography, right?
Exactly. It's what they would talk about. It's what they studied. These explorers...You know, now we have GPS, right?
Right.
And the internet. At the time, what did they use?
Oh, well, we just saw a picture of it. We saw a compass. They would use a compass. And because even before the times of maps, they couldn't use a map, right? So they had to use a compass.
Yeah. You want to know the Chinese for compass, Rebecca?
Yes, tell me.
It's kind of interesting because in English, we would say that a compass always points north.However, the Chinese is 指南针。
指南针。
Yeah, it's the needle that points south.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
I know. The way the magnet in the earth works is kind of strange, right? But anyway, 指南针is a compass.
Okay, so of course you know what a compass is. That's just a device for finding direction. And it has that needle. And it usually points north, right? Or it always points north, so they say.
That's right.
Well, people were eager to hear about the new places and things geographers had studied. National Geographic is a great example of this interest. I love National Geographic.
I know. And we read on here, for more than 100 years, the magazine stories and pictures have told people about our exciting world. Of course, National Geographic doesn't only deal with geography, it also deals with cultures as well, which is what makes it interesting.
Well, I think that for these explorers, it was probably very challenging to go out and explore. Now, right now, it's time for us to...
I know.
Oh, what?
I know what you're getting at.
What?
The...
Oh, SC Challenge. Yes. Hey, everyone. It's time for the SC Challenge. And look who's back. We have...
Hi, everyone. I'm David. I'm here to make sure I stay the winner.
Oh, he thinks he's going to win again, huh? And we have...
Hi, everyone. I'm Pauline. I gave him the game last time, but I think it's my turn today.
So, Pauline is back to re-challenge David. Let's see who's going to win. Friends, see if you can answer these questions as well. Are you ready?
Ready.
That's right.
Okay. First question. Which of the following is often forgotten about? A. Math. B. History. C. Geography. Or D. Social studies? Yes, I saw that, Pauline.
D. Social studies?
Oh, no, that's not correct. Yes.
Is it B. History?
B. History! Oh. No, that's not correct. Pauline,
geography?
See, geography, that
yes.
is oh, correct.
I knew it.
Good. Okay, so one point for Pauline. Next question. What has helped people become more aware of the world around them? A, books. B, magazines. C, computers. Or D, the internet. Yes.
D, the internet.
That is correct. Good
this
job.
Is faster.
Pauline has 2 points. David, Jio. Last question. What is the subject of explorers? A, geography. B, history. C, social studies. Or D, math.
Is
yes.
it B?
B, history. No, oh. that's not correct. Yes.
Is it D?
D, math. No, that's not correct.
Oh, it's yeah. A.
A. Geography, that is correct. Good job. And this time, Pauline is our winner with 2 points.
Woo!
Great job, both of you. And I know you all did a great job as well. And we can't wait to see you next time.
Okay, we're going to play this game again, mm-hmm. Rebecca. We need to figure out where your sailor is from.
Okay, Gabe.
Okay, here
Let's
we go.
Let's do it.
Spinning the globe and just point wherever you want. Close your eyes. Open your eyes and
oh,
your
wow.
finger
oh,
is on.
It's in the mix of.
Is that Tajikistan? Is it? That's Afghanistan.
Nice to know. My husband's coming from Afghanistan.
Rebecca, that's a great way to get to know their culture.
Well, Gabe, thanks for playing this game. Friends, thanks for playing the world game, but more importantly, we'll see you next time right here on
Studio Classroom.
A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.